The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabunjo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome to another exciting moment of investment education and much more than that, economic analysis, and as a matter of fact, motivation to invest. I'm Abayomi Obabunjo. What we try to do on this platform is not just to educate you by looking at figures, but sometimes we try to create the interface between managers of quoted companies and investors of quoted companies. Of course, that is the essence of the capital market. At any point in time, when you've got the direct access to those who are managing your money, that is those who are vested with the day-to-day management of the companies where you have invested your money, please make sure that you sit well and you take note, because it is not a daily activity. Such opportunities don't come every day. Today, we would be speaking with a representative of Fitzen Healthcare PLC. Please don't change this dial, because I will be right back.
Have you heard of Universal Insurance PLC? Universal Insurance PLC have been in existence in Nigeria since March 1961, and their services include general insurance like car insurance, marine insurance, oil and gas insurance, oil and special peril insurance, general accident insurance, and all insurance bonds. With lots of exciting and amazingly upgraded services, hurry now and pick up your insurance with Universal Insurance PLC. With lots of exciting and amazingly upgraded services like embracing ICT and networking with a dynamic workforce, effective and efficient service delivery, broker-friendly, and so much more. Universal Insurance PLC headquarter office is at number 8 Magada Expressway, Antony, Lagos, Nigeria. Or you visit our website, www.universalinsurancepLC.com. Universal Insurance PLC, our word is our bond.
Welcome back. Like I did say earlier, all right, it will be a comprehensive discussion, so to speak, between Kunle Ajayi and myself. Kunle Ajayi, as I told you earlier, is the head accounts and reporting Fitzen Healthcare PLC. You are welcome.
Thank you for having
me. The great prophet.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome once again.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay. Now let me ask you this critical question. As head accounts and reporting for Fitzen, what do you do exactly?
Of course, we do so many things. But above all, what is important that we do is to put the figures together and ensure that the figure we put together in the best interest of the investing public. We have people who are depending on us as a publicly quoted company. And you will agree with me also that we have rules and regulations guiding everything we do. We don't just put figures together. There are standards, there are rules, there are regulations guiding everything we do. And we are also doing that to ensure that whatever figure we put out there for people to see, they are correct, they are accurate. So we do a lot of things. As a publicly quoted company, we are highly regulated. I mean, we are expected to submit results on a quarterly basis. Annual results also must be submitted. So there are so many things we do underground to ensure that the figures that we put together reflects what it is.
Okay, you are welcome. Now, we go straight to business. If you look at the figures from Fitzen Healthcare PLC, the unaudited report for the fourth quarter for the period ended December 31, 2021, you will see the turnover growing from 18.27 billion in 2020 to 30.7 billion in 2021, showing a growth of 68.22%. The profit after tax grew from 1.2 billion in 2020, December 31st, to 3.079 billion. In the same period of 2021, that was a growth of 155.52%. At a price of 8.15 kobas at the time this report was put together, the earning per share was 1.48 kobo from 58 kobo in the preceding year. By that, the P-E ratio is 5.52. P-E ratio tells you the number of years it will take you to recoup your investment going by the relationship between the current price of the equity and the current earnings per share of the company. Earnings yield telling you the relationship between the growth in earnings and current price is 18.1%. Profit margin, which shows the relationship between turnover and profit, is 10.02%. And from the earning per share of 1.48 kobo, Fitzin Healthcare PLC is declaring a dividend of 50 kobo. From, I think, about 25 kobo declared in the previous year.
Yeah, it was 25 kobo.
All right. Okay, now I put this question to you that there are different facts behind reviewed figures. The company's turnover grew, like I just said, 68.22% in 2021. Then what will you say were the channels that brought about this growth in the turnover of the company? Because as a healthcare company, even during COVID, you were still selling.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Okay, so let me start by saying that the growth that we recorded was as a result of volume growth from our various product segments. We have a manufacturing facility that is WHO compliant, CGPM compliant, and we have invested heavily in that manufacturing facility, and the facility is beginning to yield the desired dividend to the organization. Yes, as mentioned by you, the turnover grew by 68%. The growth is coming majorly. Those growth were coming majorly from our locally manufacturing products. We have imported products. We have locally manufacturing products too. The growth basically came from our locally manufactured product because we have invested heavily in that and we are still investing.
Okay, the next question, the profit grew by 155.52%. So what are those steps the company took to save funds? Because that is what that growth. Yeah. The relationship between the growth in turnover and the growth in profit after tax will tell you how effective the management is in managing their resources, managing their funds, right? So now, what are those steps you will say that the companies took by that enabled them to save funds such that the growth in profit exceeded by almost 120%, all right, plus or minus, I'm not an accountant, okay, of the turnover.
Yeah.
In other words, you are doing better than even the volume growth you talked about.
Okay, so you will agree with me that the environment we operate has been very, very difficult in the recent years. So for us as an organization, we embarked on a cost optimization program few years back to ensure that we continue to deliver the profit margin set in our target, in our budget. And in ensuring this, we try as much as possible to ensure that this cost optimization program cut across every sector of the organization, including finance cost. I was there some time ago and we were discussing, and we spoke about our finance cost of about 2 billion naira. That was in the 2018 financial years. But as we speak, the finance cost has reduced to just a little above 1.1 billion naira, to be precise, 1.2 billion naira in this unaudited account that we are discussing. It is also very, very important for me to mention the fact that we have received support from the government in terms of intervention funds given to pharmaceutical sector. That has saved us close to 20% of our finance costs. So I think it is very, very important for me to mention that because government, they are really doing well in that area and they have supported us. So the profit you have
what
seen...
What if tomorrow government withdraws their support?
Wow. Of course, the support will always be there, we believe, because the sector we operate in is a sensitive sector, it's health sector, and it's a defensive sector. We believe that health is wet. And as many of us that we live, it will always be very, very important for us to relate to that sector. You're having a dick, you have to take something. You are not feeling fine, you have to consult your doctor, and your doctor will end up prescribing a drug for you. So I believe that the sector will remain relevant. You understand? So those are the things that we have done. that has helped us. The cost optimization program helped us. The support from the government also helped us. If you put all of those two factors together, the impact in terms of profit before tax and profit after tax is very, very significant.
Between 2018 and now, you have reduced your cost of funds significantly from over 2 billion naira to just slightly above a billion naira. In the next 1 year, what is the expectation?
The target is that we will continue to work with the cheapest fund available. Before now, we were having in our balance sheets loans of 18%, loans of 20%. But when the government came on board to, you know, offer that opportunity for us to assess those intervention funds, we got funds from CBN, intervention from BOI of 9%. And they did not just stop there. During the COVID era, we were given another concession to have a reduced interest from 9% to 5%.
Wow.
So most of the loans we are carrying currently, they are at 5%. And we have moratorium of about minimum of 1 year on them. So government, they've done well, they've supported the sector, and we are also working in-house to ensure that we keep that finance cost at the barest minimum.
Now, for most of the investors out there, you see, Aruna is around the corner watching us now. We have always argued it out that in Nigeria, it is not just the figures that the investors are interested in, right? At the end of the day, what will enter their pocket in terms of dividend, that is the concerns of the investors. So the dividend of 50 kobo, if you ask me, is better than what it was the previous year, okay? But looking at the robust earning per share of 1.48 kobo, shouldn't the management have decided that we should earn more than the 50 kobo they are giving us? Is Ogada stingy? It is all those Indians that we know that are stingy. And Ogada is not.
To be frank, we are not stingy. And we are trying to find, you know, a balance between investing in infrastructure and also returns to our shareholders. Mm-hmm. In as much as we agree with him that it is important for us to pay good dividend, it is also important for us to do what is sustainable. Mm. Moving from dividend of 25 kobo from earnings of 58 kobo, that represents about 45%. And we have proposed dividend of 50 kobo.
100% above.
Yes, from 148. That is more than 100%, given where we are coming last year. And also, if you look at the percentage to earnings, it's about 35%. It is very, very good. We are still investing in infrastructures. We have so many things to do that we have not done, that we are still doing. So we believe that in as much as we have a plan to keep our shareholders happy by giving them good dividend, we want to see to it that we do this continuously. We just don't want to do it once and come back next year and tell them stories. We don't want to get involved in that. We want to do it consistently. 100% increase is a good one, and I know that next year they can be rest assured that they will get something better. We are not done yet. We still have a lot of product in pipeline. We still have a lot of things that we are doing. So we are rest assured that the product that is coming out of that factory will continue to contribute to the growth of the business in terms of turnover and at the same time margin, which ultimately will lead to profitability that will make the shareholders to be happy. So I can tell you categorically that what we are doing now is we are not only considering today, we are also futuristic. And I know that the product we have will continue to guarantee the growth that is required for us to remain as a business and also to make our shareholders happy.
Clearly, I want to say very thank you.
Thank you for having me, sir. It's a pleasure. Okay.
When your first quarter is released to the market, I will call you.
No problem. I will certainly be here for us to discuss it. Thank you very much.
We've got to go. And so I want to say a very big thank you for you for staying tuned. And I am satisfied within me that we did the little we could within the limit of our capability to bring you the best of information. Right, by the special grace of God, it will have to be another time next week, the same time and the same platform. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation. Abayomi Obabuludo. God bless you.